Reconciliation of Mid-Year Spending. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Let's begin this week by briefly recapping last week. The state Senate passed their version of a mid-year spending bill that included money for funding regional transit authorities, money to reimburse school districts for educating special needs students, and more. And the Senate approved $156.4 million last week. Go back a month, and the House passed their supplemental budget with a little more than $131 million price tag. So, Matt, can we get a quick civics lesson refresher now that we move forward to reconcile the two bills, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the Senate obviously saw some additional needs that they wanted to fill, including what was quite a lengthy debate over boosting some of the funding for the what is known as the special education circuit breaker. The higher amount there, some other changes made by the Senate, will probably require the House and Senate to go into what we call a conference committee, where six of the lawmakers, three from each branch, sit down and negotiate these differences to arrive at a final bill. They'll probably want to do this quickly, given the time sensitivity of getting some of this money into the hands of the programs and local governments that need it now. It probably won't be the last supplemental budget of the year either. Senator Karen Spilka said there could possibly be two more coming. They tend to know what accounts may run deficiencies before the end of the year. And there's always the possibility that they try and work this out a little less formally and just kind of talk it over and may move it more quickly than we think.
Can entire programs be zeroed out at this point, say from the Senate budget, which provided more funding to programs, or is it now just trimming?
I mean, technically they can do whatever they want, but the rules of conference typically hold that if the House and Senate both have the same program with the same amount of money in the competing bills, that stands and is considered non-conferenceable. The items that may be in one bill but not another is where they tend to focus their negotiations on, but the numbers can go up, down, somewhere in the middle. They can really adjust to fit whatever deal they can strike.
The House passed their $41 billion fiscal 2019 budget, a different budget, last week, and the Senate will be working on theirs. They have other items that they'll be taking up. What are they likely to be working on this week?
The Senate, we know for sure, is planning on taking up a veterans benefits bill. This is a package that I think their hope is that they can get it done in cooperation with the House in time for Memorial Day, at least to get it to the governor in time for Memorial Day, and that's one thing they'll be focusing on this week.
And then what's going to be a quiet week in the Senate this week, or no?
Apart from the Senate taking up that veterans bill, everyone in the building is on pretty high alert for any movement from the Ethics Committee and whether or not they finalize their investigation into former Senate President, now Stan Rosenberg, and whether or not that has any tentacles that touch any other sitting members in the course of that investigation. And we've been told by people in the Senate this is close to being completed in the final stages, and it's just a matter of the Ethics Committee deciding what they want to recommend to their colleagues and kind of ripping this Band-Aid off in hopes that they can get this done and move on without this hanging over them any longer.
And the calendar pages keep turning, Matt. What does the week look like for the House legislators?
Yeah, the House, they're probably taking it a little easy this week after their 4 days of debate last week on the annual state budget that kept them here from morning till evening. It's typically a breather, but there are committees working on bills. There is a hearing scheduled to talk about nurse staffing ratios, which is one initiative petition that may be headed to the ballot in the fall. We also know the House is working on a health care bill that the Speaker has said will come out after the budget. So we are now after the budget. So that could pop any time. And this is a major cost containment health care bill that actually Rep. Peter Cocott was working on before his passing earlier this spring. The Senate has already debated this, and this is one of the major priority pieces that the legislature hopes to get done before August.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks, Carrie.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶